Blackstone Audio presents Dogs Don't Lie by Clea Simon. For John. Chapter 1. The problem with murder is that it's messy. Not just the blood, the viscera, and what have you, but the boundaries. And when you're trying to save a life, provide an alibi for someone you know is innocent, well, the guilt tends to splash back onto you, especially when there's money involved. That's the problem I was facing on a perfectly fine September morning, when I'd rather have been back in bed, drinking coffee on the porch, cleaning litter boxes, anything rather than trying to explain why I had my hands on the bloody collar of a panicked pit bull named Lily, and why neither of us was responsible for the corpse at our feet. It had started 4 months ago when Lily's person, the mangled corpse formerly known as Charles, had first called me for a consult. As a rule, I don't like to work with pit bulls. It's not the breed, it's the people. Which, come to think of it, is usually the problem. But Lily was special. Lean and tightly muscled, with a short, soft coat of creamy white and the kind of brown eyes you could lose yourself in, Lily was a youngster who had been through too much for her years. She was safe now, but the memories showed, and that's where, in theory, I came in. I was going to help her get over those memories. Not forget them, I'm not a miracle worker. Just move on, reclaim what was left of her doggy life. Leave the past to be scooped up by some other poor slob. People, they're...